Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood's Sunday Roast, the podcast.
Hey, it's Tyler West and Molly Rainford looking after things for Pete and Liv. Excited to have you with us.
Yeah, exactly. It's like couple therapy on a podcast.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Make or break.
The Sunday Roast.
Kiss. This is nice sort of to round off the week, to be fair. It's nice to see you, babe, because like we've been passing ships. You finally come back to life after being away on
a
hen
do. What do you mean? What do you mean finally? I got over it in a day. It took you 2 weeks.
So to give context, Molly went away on a hen do to Marrakesh. I went away on a stag do to Marrakesh the week before. Now, you're back. You came back and you were literally like, you were like a shell of a human being.
Yes, I was, because I was bringing pure vibes and pure energy.
But you did that typical thing that you always do. You just walked in, dumped your suitcase, and then just crawled on the sofa. Because you know what? There's a magic maid in our house that will come and clean that up.
Is their name Tyweezy?
Yeah, Tyweezy. Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what? Like, some jobs are made to be left till the day after.
Yeah.
And unpacking is one of them.
Okay, fine. Yeah, it's a Sunday sort-out day, probably, for you right now. I came back to life. I was fine. I was sweet.
Yeah, all right. But you take about 13 working days to get over an illness. Honestly, you would have thought you had pure flu.
Yeah, but I mean, it's one of those ones. When you go away on a stag do or a hen do, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
I was like, look, is it nothing to do with the fact that you've drank all weekend for 4 days straight?
I think there's enough alcohol.
It was the plane.
I was like, yeah, no, it's definitely the aircon. It's definitely the aircon.
This is This Sunday Roast.
Kiss.
I don't know if you've seen it. Pints in London are now being sold for over 10 great British pounds at a King Sterling.
That is so outrageous.
It's bad, isn't it?
That is madness. Like, come on now. Where are they getting these numbers from?
First of all, I know it's because he lives and everything like that, but like, as if putting up the price of pints is going to solve anything.
London summer, it might just.
You know, I mean, like, with the World Cup on the way and everything like that, I think everybody's just like, do BYOB, bring your own booze.
Absolutely. But you know what, though? When I see things like this, it makes me excited that we're thinking about getting married in Europe.
Yeah, come on, £2 pints.
Let me land. Because when I see a price in euros, I automatically think, discount.
Girl, man, because our conversion rates in our minds is not
right. Yeah, they're never right.
It's like you just subtract.
A girl can dream.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fair point. And also, I mean, going abroad, Spanish beer, Portuguese beer, Italian beer, all other beer tastes so good.
Not us going on a little weekend away and you going, I think I'm going to try the local beer.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know why I said that.
So bougie.
I literally said that and then I was like, can I have the local beer? And then they came back and was like, we got Peroni. And I'm like, it's definitely not the local beer, is it?
No.
It's not the one.
No.
It's really not the one. Yeah, man, you need to adjust those prices because we need a good summer.
Yeah.
We need a good summer without paying £10 and being broke for a lot.
With a healthy wallet.
Exactly.
This Sunday Roast.
Kiss.
Ray has a second Instagram account. I don't know if you've seen it. It's called Ray in the Life. First
Great
of all,
name.
That's what I'm saying. Sick name. She must have like searched for time.
I wish I had one of them names.
I've got Tyler West on Instagram, but with 2 T's on the end. But the other Tyler West with 1 T, he's an absolute snake. He's never used his account. I actually messaged him and I said, can I have it back? And he said, why? And I said, clearly, because you don't use your account. But anyway.
Wow, what a first world problem to have, Tyler.
Okay. All right, fine.
Do you know what this reminds me of, though? Back in the day, you know Lorde, the singer?
Yeah.
She had a secret Instagram account that exclusively reviewed onion rings.
Swear down.
Yeah. So neat.
And like loads of followers, like it was big.
Yeah, it was big. But the problem was someone, you know, outed her and then she could no longer be part of the reviewing because she was like, this is my secret identity. I don't want it to be known.
Mm.
So whoever found her, you ruined it for all of us.
You ruined it because I love an onion ring.
I know. So underrated snack.
Love an onion. I mean, if you had to had an account like reviewing anything, what would it be? You love dessert. You love some desserts.
You're big into desserts. I'm quite into the dark chocolate at the minute.
Molly's dark chocolate.
Yeah, I would definitely review that, but I'd only go for one kind.
What?
Just a square.
Sea salt lid. That's it. You have one square and that's it. No, that's just too much, right? I'll probably do
Nando's around the
chicken fries. Chicken fries? I don't know, like chicken fries or maybe like a... No, it would have to be biscuits. Rich tea Thai. Rich tea Thai?
Excellent.
Thai's rich tea. Make it right now before it gets taken, all right? Make it. Let's just make it.
This is
This Sunday Roast.
Kiss.
I just got got to say, Akon and Neo's tour looks unreal, by the way. Looks unreal.
But I did want to pose a question, Ty.
Why? Go on.
How would you feel if I was one of the chosen ones?
Why are you saying, like, one of the chosen ones?
Like one of the ladies that gets to go enjoy that extra little bit on stage.
No, this is my worst nightmare to answer this question because I don't want to look insecure, but I've also seen what happens when these girls go on stage.
Yeah, like what's their equivalent to, like, Usher's cherries?
But see, that's what I'm saying. That's the minute now you put that in my mind, I'm like, nah, we're absolutely not doing that.
What if we go together?
Do you know what? That's the real reason why. Remember when we tried to get Usher tickets, and the real reason why I didn't actually follow through with it and pursue it is because I didn't want Usher to put cherries into your mouth. I would never be able to look at you in the same way ever again.
Yeah, but it's Usher.
It's a bit different with Neo and Akon.
Because, not a hall pass in there?
What do you mean a hall? Go on then. Go on then. What is this? It's meant to be a wholesome Sunday.
Look, maybe I could be the fourth girl.
That is crazy work. Molly, are you hearing yourself?
I'm sorry. I love you.
I would not. Look, you can. Don't backtrack now.
I'm not backtracking.
Would you be all right with me going on stage with Neo? It's not the same,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, I think I would. I think I would feel fantastic about it.
Be like Magic Mike. Be like
Chocolate City.
Really rubbish version of Chocolate City.
This is This Sunday Roast.
Kiss. Akon, who Molly just asked for a hall pass for.
Yeah, no, I'm going to revoke that. I'm not going to use that for my hall pass. I just meant, like, his sweet, sweet music. You know?
You said it now. You said it now.
All right.
He lit up Africa. He could light up your life. Yeah?
Absolutely.
Right, we've got Billie Eilish to whack on for you now. And we do need to talk about her new tour movie, which is out right now. It's all in 3D.
Do you know what?
She's got to be extra with it.
I do like the idea of a 3D movie until I get in there. And I put the glasses on.
Bit
and within
jarring.
5 minutes, you know, I've got a headache. I try and, you know, take them off for a little bit of relief.
Yeah.
And then the movie's all blurry. Yeah, it's just, it's a better idea than it is actually
Insta
doing
versus
it.
Reality, like, yeah. Expectation versus reality.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know who the first Silly Billy was back in the day, yeah, to, like, first go watch a 3D movie. You steal the glasses. I was about to say sunglasses because they're not sunglasses. The one blue's one red.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
what's
the lenses.
What's that protecting you from?
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly.
Nothing. And then you pop out the lenses and then you wear them as if it's swaggy.
It was swaggy. That and a snapback.
It's like LMFAO party rock anthem swaggy. That's the one.
What a time.
Might as well put on some Illuminous boxes while you're at it.
A time was had in that era. Run that back.
We and in our flat, right? So in our flat, we have this armchair that I bought. So Molly's the interior designer. She's lead project manager.
Obviously.
There's one armchair that I've got, which has, like, it has a vibration plate in the bottom of it for when you're watching a movie. It links up to the TV. It has surround sound speakers. It has a cooling fridge. It has, like, a little cup holder, a charging station.
Yep.
It's ugly. I admit, it's ugly.
Yeah, it doesn't quite go with the aesthetic that I was going for.
It's a 4D chair in a little small flat. But I came in the other day. You were sat there. You were chilling. You were napping like a cat, feet up, enjoying yourself. Say sorry to me right now.
No, I'm not saying sorry. I've learned to love the chair.
Okay.
As I've learned to love other things.
What you was about to say, as I've learned to love you. Now you avoid me there. Do you know what? Forget it. Don't even worry about it.
This Sunday Roast.
Kiss. It's so nice for me and Moles to be here chatting with you.
And it's not the only place to listen to us bickering. We are launching a brand new podcast this summer.
Yeah, man. It's happening, right? So it's called, wait for it, The Prenup.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know, it's a bit wild. The first episode drops on the 11th of June, wherever you get your podcasts.
As you might have heard, we are recently engaged, so we are in the depth of organising a wedding.
Yeah.
It's stressful.
It's the trenches.
We all know that getting married's hard, but staying married, that's the real challenge.
Yeah, it's even harder. Every week, we'll take on the most divisive topics to decide our do's and don'ts that are all relevant to every relationship.
And we want to hear from you too. We're also chatting about when you knew your partner was the one. Email your stories to theprenup@bowermedia.co.uk for the chance to have yours read out in the pod.
Yeah, The Prenup with us two, Molly and Tyler, launches on the 11th of June. Get in your calendar now.
This Sunday Roast.
Kiss. We got Olivia Dean to get on for you in just a second. Now, Moles, have you seen the people wearing polka dots to her show? Like, as if it's almost like Pitbull wearing, like, everybody going to see Pitbull and wearing ball caps.
Yeah. So apparently, like, with each artist, their fandom has, like, an unofficial dress code for the concert.
Yeah.
Like, I went to a Giveon concert not long ago.
Yeah, I remember.
And I showed up and everyone was wearing almost, like, sexy secretary fits, like tailoring and shirts and ties, right, and super short skirts and knee, like knee high boots.
Hold on, what did you wear?
I wore...
Because I didn't see you leave and I didn't see you come home. So what did you wear?
I did not get the memo.
Okay, right, fine.
I wore some leather trousers.
That's fine, you don't need to get the memo.
Yeah.
Gideon doesn't need to give out that memo.
That's fine. But I'm just thinking, where are we getting this from? But apparently it's because Olivia Dean, for example, is so sweet and whimsical in her style that they decided the polka dot trend was perfect.
It needs to jump on it. What would be our dress code,
realistically? This is what I'm trying to work out.
If I'm performing in concert, what do I want people to wear? Hmm. I mean, imagine coming like suit and tie.
I reckon something that has free armpits.
What?
Because you don't want, you know, sweat in the crowd to be just spearing up the place.
What do you mean, free armpits?
Yeah, like, as in shirt, like, sleeveless. like, you always say to me, oh, should have wore shorts. You know, like, we need people to be breathable at our concert.
Sorry, who on earth has ever called a sleeveless shirt one with three armpits?
No, free. Like, set free.
I thought you meant like the whole of the deck and the whole end of the office.
You can't just be from Essex and people understand you sometimes. Like, honestly.
Do you know what, baby? The one thing I love about us, we're just always on the same page and I love our communication. Right, that's it. I really do.
Oh, well, that's lovely. You are the man I need.
Thank you. Oh, I like what you did there. Right, yeah, get your polka dots on. This Sunday roast. Kiss. A personal favourite show of ours, right? Is coming back with a spin-off show in Canada.
Right.
It's happening. Right, it's happening.
Okay.
I kind of feel like it's a bit of overkill.
It could be. It could be.
So apparently they're going to be competing in pairs. It's a spin-off show in Canada of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of It. I don't know, because when I feel like they're competing in pairs, I'm like, okay, they kind of do that on the UK version anyway.
Yeah, and also I feel like there's always going to be one weak link that's not really getting stuck in then.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, out of me and you, who's the weak link? If we're going into I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. To be fair, do you know what? We're both as bad as each other. Yeah. I don't even care.
Honestly, anytime there's a bug in the house, I just think, nah, we're not cut out for that. That's all right.
We had a spider. When we first moved into our flat, we was really, really excited. It's our first time moving in together. There was a spider like 3 weeks in, literally about to put the flat back on the market. Like, we was like, let's bounce.
Let's just go.
I'm not dealing with it.
You made me get pliers and pick it up.
Pick it up and get rid of it. Yeah, 100%. I'm not trying to do a bush-hooker trial.
Maybe the weak link is you.
Yeah, I'm not trying to do a bush-hooker trial in East London.
Yeah, right? Maybe you'll turn up on, like, the 56th season of I'm a Celeb.
Because that's what they're going to start doing. There's been so many series of I'm a Celeb now. Yeah. You're going to get those, like, celebs that are going, oh, yeah, series 56 of I'm a Celeb, Get Me Out of It. It's a bit like Love Island, isn't it?
You ripped me when you found out I still had the Strictly finalists, but in my bio.
Bro, it's been like 4 seasons since
us. Yeah, but I think you're just still pressed that I kicked you out.
Do you know what?
The silence.
I'm going to hold that. Yeah. We'll talk about this later.
Okay, baby.
We'll talk about this over dinner later, all right? This Sunday roast.
Kiss. Did you know that over the week, Taylor Swift lost 5 million followers?
That's crazy work.
I think she would ever notice.
What did she do wrong?
That's what I want to know.
What has she been doing?
That is the posing question.
Also, that's kind of like, that's like the population of Norway. It's the entire country of Norway unfollowing Taylor Swift over the weekend.
When you put it that way, it sounds
kind of deep. Isn't it?
Yeah.
She's not stressed.
Yeah. I imagine she's going to be popping up in your comments now, like for like, follow for follow.
Follow for follow.
I'm really looking to get to 300 million. And,
She's got 274 million left. She's not stressed, man. No. She's not stressed. This Sunday roast. Kiss. Some exciting news, especially in our household.
Very excited about this one.
Because we found out the Celebrity Traitors lineup that was released last week. Come on, yeah, series two.
There's loads of comedians. They've got James Acaster, our faves, Rob Beckett, and Aramis Ranganathan.
Yeah, the real one.
Yeah, sorry, my Jamaican. Loved it. But we've also got like Leanne from Little Mix, King Kenny.
Yeah, it's looking like it's going to be unreal. Okay, obviously the first one absolutely
booted
off.
It's going to be tough to beat.
Exactly. The bar's been set now, the level's been set. Mm. But there was only 21 names that were announced. And obviously in the last version of Traitors, there was 22 people in there. So everybody's like making rumours, thinking, oh, is there going to be another contestant? Who's going to come back?
Yeah, there was also a blank board, weren't there?
Yeah. Twitter seemed to think it's going to be Cheryl.
Iconic.
She's going to fight for the round table.
I don't know if she'd be a faithful or a traitor. I'm not sure.
When you're ready.
When you're ready.
When you're ready to let me know your reasons.
I'm ready.
But I'm ready.
Yeah.
Give me that.
I'm ready. And I am a fearful.
Hey, that was solid.
Thank you very much.
They could do what they did on Last One Laughing when they brought back
a winner,
Bob Mortimer. They could bring back Alan Carr.
That would be iconic.
If Alan Carr walks back into that castle
as a traitor again, can you imagine?
They've won.
The carnage.
Absolutely won. It could be anyone.
I can't wait.
This Sunday roast.
Kiss. The TV BAFTA Awards are on tonight. It's happening. We're going to watch that when we get back.
Do you know what? Like, the idea of awards is fun, but I think the best bit is actually just getting ready for it. It's like going on a night out. Like, the best bit of the night out is actually just getting dressed up.
Yeah, we'll give you the home truths. Like, between me and you, Moles, we've done, like, the NTAs, we've done the Brits, we've done all those things there. Because, like, luckily, we're so grateful to go.
Brits
don't get me wrong.
Brits is actually fun because of the music eyes.
Yeah, exactly. There's so many cool award shows. And, like, honestly, love watching them at
home.
Very
grateful to go.
Dreamt to be there. When you're there...
Yeah.
Expectation versus reality.
Slightly slower in person.
But I'll put it that way. Like, the seats, like... I'm 6'3".
Yeah.
You're short, but...
I'm a short queen.
It's still hard for you in terms of leg room. The seats are mad uncomfortable.
Yeah.
The shows go on for too long. Anytime somebody comes on and gives a long speech, you're like, oh, okay, here we go. Here we go. They're thanking all the same people that you're never going to put a face to.
I'm never going to put a face to that name.
And then the one thing is that you immediately go, if you're a guest at any of these award shows, you immediately go and you are an absolute snake. Because nobody really knows this, but when you go away in the ad breaks, and people run off to the toilet and stuff like that, they don't want any seat empty. So they have these people that are seat fillers.
Yeah, it's like in case the camera caught loads of empty seats.
Yeah. So their job is to literally come and keep your seat warm whilst you're having a wee or a poo. And then you've got to come back and you've got to move them out your seat.
Yeah,
it's not nice.
That feels like, not the ideal behaviour for any man. And I don't want to kick you out of your seat if you're having a good time. They might be having a great chat. And now I'm going to be like, oh, sorry, I've got to sit back down again.
Yeah, it's long, man. Long.
This Sunday roast.
Kiss. It's been Tyler West and Molly Rainford hanging out with you. Thanks for listening in.
We're going to be on the Sunday roast with you for the next few weeks.
Yeah, but right now we're off to argue about Molly's hall pass.
All right, here we go again.
Yeah, you just go and be with Neo. Yeah, go be with Akon.
Maybe I will.
One of them guys.